Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Zayin. We're just giving a few introductions to the Malacha of Burger. So the next point we want to point out, that when we use the word Eichel B'sarlis, it's very clear from the Gemara that it's not necessarily something which is actually undesirable. It means that at this point in time, the person does not want that. So I can have two types of food which are mixed together, and I only want one of the two, even though the other one is clearly edible. And some people might want it. If I do not want it there, and for me is considered something which is undesirable at this moment, it gets the halachic status of psarlus. This could apply. So you have a mixture of peanuts and raisins in a bowl. So we mentioned the terubas. They're small items. They're in close proximity. There's a large amount of them. It's clearly a terubas. And I want peanuts. I do not want raisins. So at this point in time, raisins for me are going to be considered absurdless, and if a person would remove the raisins from the bowl, he's doing the malacha bara deraisa of taking the undesirable raisins out of the mixture. If a person wishes to take the peanuts out and eat them, immediately that's going to be mutter. A person will take the peanuts and separate them out in order to have them for later. That's going to be problematic. What about a scenario where I actually want both? My goal right now is not one or the other. My goal is to separate them into two categories. So the Bir Halacha sees this is a tolda of barer. It's referred to in the poskim as miyun, the act of separating things into their own min, into their own category. So it's categorizing items. So let's say, for example, a person has a kiddush. At the end of the kiddush, there's platters with various different cakes left over in each platter. There's some chocolate cake and some vanilla cake and carrot cake, each in different platters. And the person wants to take all the chocolate and put it together in one place, all of the vanilla and all of the carrot, put each one in their own section. Person plays a game, and after the game, you have all the different pieces that you use for the game. The cards, some of the cards are supposed to go in one section, some of the cards go to another section. Right now, they're all in the terubas. I do not want one or the other. I do not like one or the other. Both are equally valuable to me. Right now, I do not want either of them. But I need to separate them into different categories to put them away so that they'll be ready to use for the next time. So that is a malacha deraisa as well, known as miyun. So even though in this situation there is no oichel and no psalus, they're both equally the same. But the act of separating them into categories, categorizing them, is going to be considered a malacha. A person has a pile of laundry, and they want to separate out the undershirts from the underpants and from the socks and put each one away. So that would be a problem of burr. You notice from the examples we're giving that burr is not limited to food items. That burr applies to all types of items as well, applies to kalim as well. So a mixture of person washes the dishes and he washes the cutlery and he has a mixture of knives, forks, and spoons. So they're in close proximity. They're not that distinct. And it's considered a teruvus. The person wants to take them and put them away, all the knives in their compartment and all the forks in their compartment, all the spoons in their compartment, all those cases would be problematic under this tolda known as miyun. Again, in that situation, I don't like the knives more than the forks. I like them equally right now. Now, can I do miyun for immediate use? The answer is yes. So a person wants to play a game. A person wants to set the table, and there's a mixture of knives and forks. I can take the knives and put them out. I can take the forks and put them out, etc. Person needs to separate the pieces of the game so be able to play the game, assuming it's the game which the mutter and Shabbos, obviously. So a person can do the act of selecting them to put them in the correct category, because that's considered an act of taking oichol, not an act of taking psarlus. We mentioned that the oichol from psarlus is going to be mutter. There are going to be a few examples where that's not going to be mutter, because it's so close to the concept of derech breira. It's a standard way of doing it, to the point that it looks more like a malacha than an act of achila. So we will see those examples as we go along. With that, we've touched on primary introductions that we need to give. Obviously, there'll be some points which we're going to have as we go along through the malacha. So we will, like Be'ez Hashem, start the chayyadim inside in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.